Corn and soybeans are leaning into the green. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. Extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures fractionally to a penny higher. Soybean futures fractionally higher in the front months, fractionally lower in the deferred contracts. We'll look at the numbers here very shortly. Continued short covering the final trading session of July propped up the corn, soybean, and wheat markets yesterday. USDA's weekly export sales report for the week ending July 24th showed strong corn and wheat sales, while soybean sales fell below expectations. Meanwhile, Thursday's report showed total corn commitments slightly above the USDA's projection for the old crop marketing year. Soybean commitments are now above the USDA's projection, and wheat commitments are below the pace needed to reach USDA's marketing projections. Thursday's trading was highlighted by technical support more so than fundamentals that remain unchanged. For corn, demand stays strong, and soybean sales are getting a little attention from buyers. Wheat traders are continuing to watch early harvest activity that shows average yields, while spring wheat conditions are mixed. Traders remain confused about whether trade tariff news will impact the markets, with the deadline goalpost moving now to August 7th, which is late Thursday. President Trump also raised levies on Canadian goods that don't comply with the North American trade agreement to 35%. Switzerland will be hit with 39%. EU, Japan, and South Korea will see levies of 15% on their goods. Other small countries largely get 15% duties, while those with which the U.S. has a surplus will have a 10% tariff. We'll take a look at the numbers coming up next.
Every farmer has their reason for why they do what they do. For Bex, it's faith, family, and farming. Since 1937, the Beck family and family of employees have been committed to honoring God and helping farmers succeed. Farming is full of extremes, and we face the challenges with hard work and steadfast determination, delivering quality line of products backed by legendary customer service. We look forward to standing by your side, supporting you as you live out the life you were meant to live. Bex, when it comes to farming, we believe in something more. To learn more, visit BexHybrids.com.
On the overnight, September corn up 3/4 at 394 and 3/4. December new crop up 1 1/4 at 415 even. August beans up 0.25 at 962 even. November new crop up 3/4 at 990 even. Soybean meal up $1 at 262.80. Soy oil 73 cents lower at 54.85. Chicago wheat down 3 1/4 at 520 even. Kansas winter wheat is down 3 1/4 at 523 even. Kansas spring wheat is down 3. That is at 530 even. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2.5 at 575 and a quarter, and oats up 1.5 at 354 and 3/4. That's Market Matters.